Saffron sparkled in the lover's face.
The Adventures of Saffron Star, Episode 4, The Swiveling Menace. Let us join glamorous space smuggler Saffron Star and her Rabbit Man co-pilot Buzzminee as they fly their ship, The Reckless Venture, into another exciting adventure.
So, Buzz, just when things were going so well for us, you had to let off one of your stink detonations right in the middle of an Imperial banquet.
Yeah, sorry, Saffron. But when they brought out that exotic dancer... what was her name again?
Trimemia Volupta?
Right. Well, she started dancing. I just kind of lost control.
Thanks to you, Buzz, we can't ever show our faces in the Imperial capital again.
So here we are, fleeing across the great stellar voidiness.
Yes, a desert expanse of dead stars and shattered worlds. When you think about it, it's actually a bit creepy.
Ah, but you know what it means, don't you?
Yes, no rest stops for the next 500 hypersecs.
No, Saffron, it means we're right here in the stomping grounds of the Galacto Beast.
Don't be ridiculous, Buzz. There's no such thing as the Galacto Beast.
Come on, Saffron, have you never watched that vid show, Finding the Galacto Beast?
Yes, I have. And in 3,074 episodes, they haven't found anything.
I think you're forgetting the time they found that asteroid with teeth marks in it.
Those weren't teeth marks. They were mini craters formed by tectonic subsidence. And those investigators aren't even scientists. One of them's a wrestler, and the other's a game show host.
Be fair, Saffron. They do have a behavioural psychologist on the team.
What? That busty blonde in the tight skirt and high heels. She's no psychologist. And I don't believe she's a nun either.
Well, anyway, we've polished off the last of the Nutribars and we're 1,000 light years from the nearest cheapo mart. How are we going to find anything to eat out here?
We'll just have to tough it out. It only takes us 3 days to cross the void.
3 days? I'm already so hungry I've been nibbling on my own ears.
Hang on, the proximity alarm's picked up something.
The Galacto Beast! Quick, where's my camera?
It's not some mythical monster, you fool. Look at the monitor. It's a stasis container floating in the void.
Well, that's a stroke of luck. Look, there's a symbol painted on it. A skull with an arrow sticking through it.
I think we know what that means.
Yeah, there must be headache tablets inside.
No, Buzz, that's the universal symbol for extreme danger, avoid at all costs. We'd better give it a wide berth.
Oh, come on, Saffron, bring it aboard. There might be sandwiches inside.
Sandwiches? Who would put a hazard warning on a container full of sandwiches?
The Galactic Nutrition Bureau, for one. They're always trying to stop you eating stuff, like those Mandalusian mushrooms.
Buzz, those mushrooms are toxic.
No, they're delicious. Well, I'd admit they did make my urine turn blue, and there were a few hallucinations.
Right, we're steering a course around that thing.
No, Saffron, it really might be sandwiches. Sandwiches that are dangerous to certain species, like, say, the fungoid lepers of Trapezius 7, but harmless to humans and rabbits.
Well, I am a bit peckish.
Ah, that's the spirit. Here, I'll activate the grabber beam and drag it aboard.
Right, Buzz, let's get down to the hold and see what we've got.
Saffron Star, wind of outer space.
Well, there it is. Hey, it looks just like a giant lunchbox.
Except for the label that says protected by armed nuclear device.
Oh, that's just window dressing. The government puts that on everything.
There's a keypad here.
Yeah, so you probably have to enter some really complicated 20-figure number.
Actually, there's only one button. Let's try this. One. There, that's it open.
See, I told you all that nuclear malarkey was just a gag.
Are you sure about that?
Saffron, what's that inside the container?
It's a shadowy humanoid figure. Look, he's coming out.
Ah, it's really wonderful of you to join me here tonight. Thank you very much.
Whoa, dig the white lame suit, the cape, the sideburns.
Yes, Buzz, don't you recognise him?
Yeah, that's right. It's me, Elvin Pulsar.
Elvin Pulsar, the singing megastar. All 28 of my dad's had his records. Heartbreak hologram, penitentiary poker, blue suede grav boots. Didn't he disappear yonks ago?
But now I'm back, baby, and I feel some shaking coming on.
I seem to recall that his act was banned for being a menace to public safety.
Oh, that will have been on some backward planet where they don't want anybody to have fun.
Ah, yeah. We're going to have some fun now, baby.
Ooh, look at his lip curling, Saffron.
Yes, and his hips are gyrating at an incredible speed.
Yeah, yeah. Shake it, baby. Ain't nothing going to stop me. Got to do my thing. Ain't nothing going to stop me. Got to do my thing. I'm going to rock all night. They call there the swivel again. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, Saffron. The whole ship's shaking. It's his swiveling hips that are doing it.
If this keeps up, the vibrations will tear the Reckless Venture apart.
All right, Elvin, you'd better cut that out.
Call me the Swiveling King. Oh, yeah.
No wonder they locked him up and shot him into space. He must have caused planet-wide earthquakes.
Come on, let's rush him.
It's no use. We can't get near him. The vibrations in the air have formed an impenetrable barrier.
The ship can't take much more of this.
Just a moment. There's a weird blue light coming in through the hull. It's forming itself into some sort of life form.
The Galactabeast! I knew it!
It's composed of sentient energy. Amazing!
It's swallowed up Elvin Pulsar. And they're both disappearing through the hull.
You're in a wonderful audience. Thank you very much.
We'd better get back to the bridge and check damage control.
Saffron Star, wind of outer space.
Everything seems to be fine. Well, except for the sink backing up again. See, I told you the Galactabeast was real.
The creature must feed on extremely vibratory frequencies. Elvin is a feast for a being like that.
Lucky break for us, eh?
And for Elvin. Now he's got a fan that can't get enough of him.
I've got even better news than that, Saffron. I just found a bag of peanuts in my pocket. Here, have one.
What was that?
Whoa, that sounds like a malfunction in the meta drive.
Why didn't you detect that during your damage control check?
Well, the light that tells you the metadrive's malfunctioning has been broken for weeks.
Great galaxies, Buzz. I told you to change the bulb.
Too late for that now, Saffron. The metadrive's going loopy. We need to set down and make repairs.
Look, there's a planet dead ahead.
What, a planet? Out here in space? That is lucky.
I'm steering a course right for it. Get ready for a crash landing.
Saffron Star is a Quantum Fridge production, written, produced and directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadgen, and brought to you by the Peak Performance Players, with Claire Fulton as Saffron Star, Al Reeve as Buzz Benee, and Bob Harris as Elvin Pulsar. This episode was recorded in St Andrews, Fife, using the Quantum Fridge Mobile Studio. Yeah, sounds impressive, don't it? The theme music was provided by AJ Harris of Sunny Bray Studio, Luthers, Fife, with vocals by Debbie Harris. This episode should not be construed as evidence for the existence of the Galactabeast. That's just a story.